insurance.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by The Financial Consultants.
The Financial Consultants,
which is responsible for its content.
The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum is a program for informational purposes only and should not be considered a solicitation of an offer to buy or an offer to sell securities or investment advisory services.
The information on this program regarding market or other financial information is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of such information.
Answers to call-in questions are based on limited information and should not be taken as specific recommendations.
When considering any registered security product, seek a prospectus for more complete information, including charges and expenses.
Please read the prospectus carefully before you invest.
Make sure you consult your financial professional about your particular situation.
Securities offered through Advisory Group Equity Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
Huh? What?
Hey! Well, that's just the stuff we have to say to keep the lawyers happy.
This is The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum.
Ron Birnbaum
on AM 1060 WBIX.
The business station.
Call Ron toll free at 1-877-NEW-1060.
That's 1-877-639-1060.
Now, Chartered Financial Consultant
Ron Birnbaum.
Ron Birnbaum.
Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday, September 8th, 2010. My guest this morning is the president, CEO, and owner of OwnYourMoney.com, Ms. Belinda Fuchs. And Belinda hasn't been on the show in a while, so we are happy that she has come back for one last time. But we'll get to Belinda in just a moment. Let's take a look at how the markets did yesterday. And by the way, I see that futures are actually a bit higher this morning. And I guess that's good news. I guess people are just disregarding the European problems yesterday that sort of hurt the markets. We do have the Fed's Beige Book report, which is breaking down economic activity by region. That's going to be released later this afternoon. Perhaps they're looking at some good signs there. But yesterday's stocks were lower because of those worries about Europe's debt problems. Treasury prices did rise, and gold settled at another new high. And so what's new? Now, U.S. stocks followed European markets lower after news reports said that banks in Europe may have more risky government debt on their books that was disclosed during the stress test earlier this year. Now, that really shouldn't be a surprise to anybody that's following Europe, because they have huge debt problems, more debt problems than we have in the United States, which is pretty bad. Also, their unemployment rates are higher generally. I mean, Spain's over 20%, and that's official. And a lot of that, by the way, is due to their very high minimum wages that they pay. You know, the higher the minimum wage, the more unemployment a country will have. But that's just one really factor. Now, shares of major European banks, included Barclays and UBS, those fell, and the dollar rose against the euro. Reports really renewed worries that European government debt, which had flared up earlier this year following the financial crisis in Greece and spread to other weak European economies, such as almost all of them, they helped bring stocks down pretty much all over the world. Stocks have been doing well last week, though, rallying on improved news about job growth and gains in manufacturing in the United States and China especially. Better economic news helped the market end higher for the week, breaking three straight weeks of losses. And three stocks fell yesterday for every one that rose on the New York Stock Exchange, where consolidated volume was very light at 3.2 billion shares. Now, uncertain investors continue to pour money into safe havens like U.S. Treasuries, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 2.6% from 2.71% late on Friday. Its yields often used to set interest rates, especially for 30-year fixed mortgages and other consumer loans. Those of you that were sharp a couple years ago got a variable loan based on LIBOR, which is from England, and their debt problems mean that that's not going anywhere. I think if you have a LIBOR loan, your rate is probably around 2% right now. It's pretty darn good. Anyway, gold, but you may want to lock in the 30-year fix at these low rates now, because, I mean, how, you know, you get in the fours, and pretty good if you have good credit. Not everyone is able to refinance. Anyway, as I mentioned, gold rose to a new high as investors took their money out of stocks, some other assets, which are maybe going to do better in a hectic economy. Gold for December delivery rose $8.20 to settle at $1,259.30 an ounce. And we have more news on Europe stocks. Swiss bank UBS drops 2.9%. Spanish bank Banco Santander fell 48 cents, which is 3.8% to $12.20. Barclays fell 5.7%, and that bank is, of course, the British bank. They announced that Robert Diamond Jr., who built that company's global investment bank, will take over as CEO next year, and that should have been good news for the bank, and maybe the stock would have done quite well if all banks didn't get hit yesterday. European markets, though, did end lower. Britain's FTSE 100 fell 0.6%. Germany's index dropped also 0.6%. And France fell 1.1%. So here in the United States, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 1.03% to 10,340. NASDAQ down 1.11% to 2209. Standard Poor's 500 index down 1.15% to 1092. And the Russell 2000 index down 2.19% to 629. The Dow Jones Total Stock Market Index, pretty much an average of all these other indexes, down 1.25% yesterday to 11,380. In world trading today, Japan really led the Asian markets lower as a drop. And they certainly dropped as renewed concerns over the health of European banks hurt settlement all over, even in Asia. That pushed the yen to a new 15-year high, actually, against the U.S. dollar. Chinese Shanghai Index was pretty much even. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index down 1.5% this morning. India Sensex Index up very slightly. Japan's Nikkei average down over 2%. South Korea down about 0.5%. Taiwan also down a little less than 0.5%, 0.42%. In Europe, mostly mixed today. French markets recovering slightly, up 0.25%. Germany up 0.4%. Greece down 2.86%. So the weaker economy is getting hit in Europe today. Portugal down almost 1%. Spain, however, is up 0.75% today. And United Kingdom's FTSE 100 benchmark down just 0.04%. And in commodities trading, I mentioned that the futures on the U.S. markets were higher. Dow Jones up 20 points, Standard & Poor's 500 up 2.6, and NASDAQ 100 index up 6.25 this morning. While in commodities trading, oil down slightly, 18 cents to $73.91 a barrel. Natural gas up a penny to $3.86. Gold up another $2.50 to $1,261.80 an ounce. So that is our market report for this morning. When we come back, we're going to have a trivia question. And, of course, my guest, Belinda Fuchs, the CPA and president of OwnYourMoney.com, will be joining me. We're going to be talking about, well, the top five tips to put money in your pocket now to avoid your financial hangover and take the vacation of your dreams. Yeah, don't save it, folks. Just go on a vacation. Anyway, if you have any questions for us, give us a call at 877-NEW-1060, 877-639-1060. This is Ron Birnbaum.
More of The Financial Consultants after this on AM 1060 WBIX, The Business Station.